Test, test, Maltese suck.
Test, test, Gibbous Charity. Hey everyone, Chicken Eater here. I'm with my friend Frost, and we haven't made content in a long time, but we're here to announce something really cool. As you might know, Yorkshire is that mega long season. It's ending December 15th, and when it ends, we're going to bring you something really, really great.
Yeah, and so a little bit more about that. The season will begin December 15th. It's going to run 1 month long. Now, it's not going to be your typical Yorkshire, 9 attacks, takes you 10 days to get to a new buy level. We see and we understand the problems with the server, that it really slows down gameplay and progression, which is something that we all enjoy about HD. So what we're doing instead is we're using York and repurposing it to explore different features that we can bring into the game. So the one that will be starting December 15th will feature one noble allocation point, which Phil will get into a little bit more. But in general, we're going to be trying new mercenaries, new formats, different buy levels, different twists, new team dynamics, different game mechanics. Each season will be different. And in the future, we'll be able to vote on the next feature twist. So again, this is just something that we're trying to do to serve the community better. It's something to test things in a lower stakes environment. Because when Wilt messes up, it kind of messes everything up. But we figure if we play with York and use York as the proverbial lab rat of HD, we can probably get some really good things done.
Yes, so York is going to be a fun test environment for all the great ideas that maybe people have just been dreaming about in their Alliance Discord chats, where we're like, oh, what if we got a Pikeman Merc? Or what if Alliances were different sizes, or maybe there's a horde bonus that helps melee mercs attack better. So York will be really used to explore these ideas, and maybe some of these ideas will make it into the main game, which we consider to be Wiltshire. So let's talk about the first twist on Yorkshire December 15th. So basically, the twist is, at every reset, each noble gets one noble allocation point additional. So let's say we're on day one, we allocate to two attacks, because that's what normal people, not Donut, do. The next day, instead of earning that point via leveling up, you automatically get that additional point that you can spend immediately on, say, salary or extra mercs or buy level, or you can hold on to it and wait to allocate towards something else in the future. So what this will do is this will really ramp up the pace of gameplay and make it so that you can make choices that really accelerate the growth of your player and your mercs should you choose to. I think that's going to be really interesting, and it's going to give the game a new dimension and a sense of growth that we haven't really considered yet, because we take HD day by day pretty regularly. Additionally, swordsmen have a slight nerf. We took a look at some of the mercs in the later buy levels in Yorkshire and noticed that lords were absolutely insane. So now we nerfed the agility and the agility growth rates of the swordsmen so that there's better interplay between high defense and low agility. And these changes are Yorkshire specific. So far, no changes will be made on Wiltshire, where we consider the game pretty healthy. This will just be so that if people get to that high buy level on York, they'll have something that won't be really weird and overpowered. And the last big change is alliances can only hold a maximum of 5 players. So we thought this change was really important for Yorkshire, because if you look at the state of the game, there are basically, for the most part, there were 2 alliances, and one of them was much stronger than the other, and these alliances were very large, and it resulted in gameplay that wasn't very interactive. So we're hoping that 5-man alliances will be a lot more interactive, and maybe players will be encouraged to play with other people that they haven't played with before, and it'll forge new relationships and friendships. I think that would be really fun too.
So yeah, everybody, I think that come December 15th, you should give Yorkshire a try. Be a part of potentially the future of HD. Participate in these seasons with these different mercenaries and formats. Like, let's just get involved. Let's give it a shot. It's only 30 days. So you're going to have an additional 30 allocation points in addition to what you'd get on a typical Wilt season. And I think it'll be really interesting to see what people can come up with that.
Yeah, I think this type of season will really test how well you know HD, not how well you can do the same strategy over and over again, how well you actually know the game. So that'll be really fun. I look forward to challenging myself against all the jibs and the donuts and the four shards. And I have kind of an expectation of what each of these players might do in the season. And it would be really cool to actually see what they do and see what they thought of that maybe I didn't think of. So come join us on Yorkshire December 15th. Play alongside us and let's have a good time.